Welcome to SkyDome in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Hoff. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Devin White. Batting second. The DH, Mukey Wilson. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Sprague. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pat Borders. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Manuel Lee. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Todd Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Raines is hit by the pitch. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ventura strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Raines. The throw from Borders and he is safe. Raines steals second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pasqua hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kittle takes first base on ball four. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Carcoviche hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Devin White is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. White is hit by the pitch. Mukey Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Raines is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Raines strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sprague strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kittle is hit by the pitch. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Borders hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Devin White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. White reaches second base with a double. Mukey Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive beyond short. Guillen can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Corey, who tags Wilson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. White moves to third. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ventura moves to second. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pasqua is walked intentionally. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sprague is 0-for-1 in the game. Sprague hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Borders is 0-for-1 in the game. Borders hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora misplays the ball. That's an error on Cora. Devin White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's White Sox, 5, Blue Jays, 5. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of White, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carcoviche strikes out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Johnson, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Johnson steals home. It's 6-5, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cora is 0-2 in the game. Cora hits a line drive for a single. Bob McDonald now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Guillen is 0-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar is 0-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoff fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Carter is 0-2 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder is 0-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter moves to second. 2 outs. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Sprague is 0-2 in the game. Sprague takes first base on ball 4. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Carter moves to third. Ken Patterson now pitching. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Borders is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Borders hits a line drive for a single. Carter scores. Sprague moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Blue Jays, 6. Kelly Gruber pinch hits for Rene Gonzalez. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gruber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Kelly Gruber now playing third base. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Raines is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-6, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pasqua is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sprague scoops it up and throws to first, with McDonald covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kittle is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Mike Huff pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Huff moves to second. Mike Timlin now pitching. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carcoviche is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carcoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 6. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dan Pasqua now playing first base. Mike Huff now playing right field. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Devin White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. White strikes out. 1 out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive beyond short. Dean can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lee moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a line drive for a single. Lee scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 8-7, White Sox. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cora is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground for a single. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Borders and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Raines hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura strikes out. Borders drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ventura out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 7. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sprague is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sprague hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Borders is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Borders hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radinsky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Pasqua hits a line drive for a single. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 7. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lee strikes out. 1 out. Devin White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes White. The throw from Thigpen to Cora and they have White trapped. The throw over to Pasqua, who applies the tag for the out. 2 outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Toronto Blue Jays, 7. Goodbye from Skydome in Toronto.